This Manchia is being sponsored by Marilyn Gary Hoffman in memory of Avram Lev Ben Usher Hoffman Zell. So this year we are learning the mitzvahs of Seif Shabbos, and a really major sugya pertaining to the mitzvahs of Seif Shabbos appears in the sugya of Neres Chanukah. So I thought it would be apropos, we'll talk about it really from both tzadim. That is really in terms of the hierarchy of mitzvahs, in terms of the person has limited resources, and it's a question of Neres Shabbos and Neres Chanukah and wine for Kiddush, so which has precedence over the other. So the sugya begins in the first of the Mamakamos. First in the Mamakamos and Masechah Shabbos, Nachrof Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Rava Pshitali Ner Beiso V'Ner Chanukah Ner Beiso Adif Mishum Shalom Beiso. That a person has limited funds, he cannot buy Shabbos candles as well as Chanukah candles, so then we prefer that he buy Shabbos candles and forget the Chanukah candles because of Shalom Bayis. What does Shalom Bayis have to do with Shabbos candles? So although there are many reasons why one lights candles on Shabbos, but one primary reason for the lighting of candles is Mishum Shalom Bayis, in order to simply that people shouldn't be sitting in the dark. So if a person is going to be very firm, he's going to buy Chanukah candles, he's going to light his menorah outdoors, like in the olden days, and his house is going to be pitch black, so they're going to bump into each other, it's going to be a lack of Shalom Bayis. So Shalom Bayis is Doich and Neres Chanukah. It's important the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is, Shalom Bayis takes precedence. So then the Gemara says that was Poshet. Rava didn't have a Shaila about that. But now he has the following Shaila. Ner Beiso v'Kiddush Hayom. So what would the halacha be if it's Ner Beiso, if it's a question of buying Shabbos candles against the Kiddush wine? He only has money for one. So says Rava, Ner Beiso adif. It's also the halacha is that Shabbos candles comes first. Once again, Mishum Shalom Beiso. But by Rava, now Rava raises the following question. Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom maho. So both Ner Chanukah and Kiddush lose out Shabbos candles. But what if there's a conflict between the two? I only have $5, so I'm either going to buy Chanukah candles or I'm going to buy wine for Kiddush. Which comes first? So the Gemara presents the two tzedakim. So Kiddush Hayom adif titadir. So maybe one could argue that Kiddush is more important because Kiddush is tadir. Kiddush you make Kiddush every week, whereas Chanukah is only once a year. So tadir sheno tadir kaldim. El duma ner Chanukah adif mishum bersumei nisa. Maybe we should argue that Neres Chanukah is more important because even though it's not tadir, but it has that advantage of being pursuing Nisa. So which one wins out? So Bosa Dibai or the Poshta, after Rava raised the Shaila, he finally was Peshet, he concluded, Nechanika Adi Bishim Pursuing Nisa. So at the end of the day, Rava's conclusion is, Halach L'maisa, that one has to buy Neres Chanukah because of Pursuing Nisa. So the hierarchy in the Dina Gemara is as follows, that Neres Shabbos comes first, that's for sure, because Shalom Bayis is Becha everything, and the next on the list, next on the agenda in terms of significance, is Neres Chanukah because of the aspect of Pursuing Nisa. And all the way on the bottom is Kiddush because it's not Shalom Bayis, it's not Pursuing Nisa, so that loses out to everything. So I can't give you a Gemara. So comes the Ran in the second of the Memekomos. This is the part that's the Tereshir Bapeh. So it's not, as Dr. Belzon is listening on, so we spoke about this earlier in the week. Chanukah is the ultimate in Tereshir Bapeh. So it's such a Tereshir Bapeh, we want to just leave out one of the Memekomos, just to make sure that we remember that it's only Bapeh. So that, and it's not on the Bar-Ilan. So comes the Ran in Masechah Shabbos and raises the following question. He says, wait a second, I don't understand this hierarchy of the Gemara. The Gemara is like a pupil or Shaila, along the Shaila, what comes first? Is the Chanukah more important than Kiddush, or is Kiddush more important than the Chanukah? The Gemara is throwing around svaras of Persimonisa and Tadir. Frank the Rana Kash, I understand. It should be obvious that Kiddush is more important because Kiddush is Deraisa. We learned this earlier in the year. Zachasim Shabbos Lakacho. Kiddush and Shabbos is about the mitzvah Deraisa. And there's Chanukah is only a mitzvah Derabanan. It's not a mitzvah Deraisa. Because the Chassam Sofer, the writes in the Tshuva that lighting Chanukah candles is a din d'araisa. It means like this. The Chassam Sofer holds that commemoration of a nes is a din d'araisa. So when a nes occurs, so in all subsequent generations, you have to celebrate the nes. We spoke a little bit about last week. So the Chassam Sofer says, if a person goes through the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah and doesn't light candles once, doesn't say Alanisim once, doesn't sing Mol Tzur, doesn't play Dvedo, doesn't eat lactose, nothing, it goes the whole week goes by, like a regular week. So the Chassam Sofer says, not only was he mevatel all the details of he didn't fulfill Neres Chanukah, didn't fulfill Halal, didn't fulfill Alanisim, he was mevatel the mitzvah d'araisa of celebrating a nes. But Lamaisa, once a person does some kind of a celebration, he was yaitzi already, according to Chassam Sofer. The fact that you have to light candles every single night, that's for sure only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And many disagree with the whole Chassam Sofer, then it's right. But even if the whole week of Chanukah goes by and you do nothing, you're not mevachel anything mid'araisa. So clearly Neres Chanukah, the mitzvah that we perform, Neres Chanukah is obviously only mid'rabbanan. That's what the Gemara in fact says in Masechah Shabbos, that asks the question, how can you make a bracha asher kiddushanu mitzvayis v'tzivanu with some mid'rabbanan? The Gemara has to be us to work very hard to solve that problem. So Neres Chanukah is only mid'rabbanan. So asks the Rad, if Kiddush is deraisa, Neres Chanukah is derabbanan, so what's the habamina shabahabamina that Ner Chanukah should take precedence? How could the Gemara conclude that it does? How could the Gemara say Mishum Persum and Nisi? You have a conflict between doing a mitzvah deraisa and doing a mitzvah derabbanan. So of course you opt for the mitzvah deraisa. That's the Gemara in the end of Masechah Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that if the person lives in a place where there's no shofar and there's no Baal Tefillah, he doesn't know how to daven, so he's gonna, if he stays put where he is for Rosh Hashanah, so he's not gonna be at the shofar, he's not gonna be Yotzei Musaf. So there are two towns. One town they have a good Baal Tefillah and one town they have a good Baal Tekeah. So they're out of the tchum of one from another. So he can only go to one. He has no choice. He can't go to both. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, of course you don't hear the shofar because the mitzvah deraisa is more important than the mitzvah derabbanan. So that's what the Rav's kasha here is also predicated upon. What's the Gemara talking about? The svaras pesukim nisa and todir, and the Gemara concludes that their chanukah is more important. Why don't you go back to the regular rules that deraisa is more important than derabbanan? So says the Rav's, no, it's not a problem, because when the Gemara says that a person's going to use those couple of dollars to buy Neres Chanukah and he's not going to be able to buy wine for Kiddush, it doesn't mean he's not going to fulfill Kiddush Deraisa. He will fulfill Kiddush Deraisa. How is he going to fulfill Kiddush Deraisa? By making Kiddush on Challah. That's what the Ran says. Based on the Gemara, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, at least the way most of the Rishonim read the Gemara in Masechet Tzachim, that if a person really wants to, he can recite Kiddush on Challah. If he likes wine better, so it's better to make Kiddush on wine. So says the Ran, that's what the Gemara is talking about. That Avad, the Midaraisa, is going to be Yotzei Kiddush because he's going to make it on Challah. The guy's not starving. If the guy's starving, so then he's got to buy bread. He has to buy bread to eat. So obviously, if the guy has something to eat, so he's has enough food he has enough money for a piece of Challah. So Kiddush Deraisa is going to be Yotzei Challah. Now the Shalom the Gemara is it better to spend the extra couple of dollars to buy wine for Kiddush? So on a normal Friday night we would say yes, you got to spend a couple of dollars to buy wine for Kiddush. But if it's Shabbos Chanukah now, it's a toss up between the wine for Kiddush and Neres Chanukah. So that's what the Gemara is pushing, that it's better that he forgoes the wine, let him make Kiddush with the Evan and the bread, and he'll use the extra couple of dollars for Neres Chanukah Mishum Persum and Nisa. So says the Rav, believe you, the guy doesn't have bread, then there's nothing to talk about. Avada Avada, he has to spend the money for Kiddush because Kiddush is Deraisa. So l'chora, this reading of the Ran is a tremendous chiddush. The Ran's question is a tremendous chiddush, and the Ran's teretz is a tremendous chiddush. The Ran's question is predicated on the fact that kiddush is deraisa, but we know, we spoke about this already in the past, there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim, when the Gemara says that kiddush is deraisa, what do the words mean that kiddush is deraisa? So the Rambam, in the third of the Mamre Kamos, the Rambam of Cheshab is Perchav Teslach Aleph, writes that mitzvahs esei min haTorah lekadoshes yom haShabbos b'dvarim shenei mazachos yom haShabbos lekatsho klom hazachreyo zechiras shishrevach v'kiddush. The Rambam defines the mitzvah deraisa of kiddush in terms of kiddush b'dvarim, that you have to say words, like we spoke about this in the first year. You have to say Shabbos kodesh, or you have to say vayichu, you have to say something midaraisa. The fact that we recite Kiddush ala kosher yayin, that's only midrabbanan, says the Rambam. That's what Tosafot says, that's what the Magen Avraham paskins. That's what most of the Rishonim, most of the poskim assume, that Kiddush midaraisa is bedvarim alone. So if Kiddush midaraisa is bedvarim, the whole question of the Rambam doesn't get off the ground. The Rambam is bothering with Akasha. How can you tell the guy to spend his last dollar and buy Neres Chanukah and forget about Kiddush? Kiddush is deraisa. What do you mean Kiddush is deraisa? The guy doesn't mind him. It doesn't cost anything to say a Shabbos. Sometimes people sound that way, but it doesn't cost anything. It's free to take a Shabbos. So yes, how could the Ran ask such a kasha? For the fact that the Ran has even bothered with the kasha, you see clearly that the Ran disagrees with the Rambam. You see clearly that the Ran holds that Kiddush Deraisa needs something. Kiddush Deraisa is not the Devarim alone. Like there's one Dan Tosu that says that Imsachim. Like Rashi seems to say that perhaps in one place. So the Ran is also going to Ikvos Tos Rishonim, that Midaraisa you need something. But L'chor, the Ran is a tremendous Kiddush. Not only is the Ran's question the Kiddush, but the Ran's terrors is the Kiddush also. Because what did the Ran tell us? That Midaraisa Yotze with Challah, Midaraisa Yotze with Lechem. Those Rishonim who maintain that you require Kiddush ala Yayin Deraisa, those Rishonim hold you need Yayin Midaraisa. There's a Din Deraisa of Yayin. That's a praise Imsachim quotes such an opinion. That Kiddush ala Yayin is deraisa. We have yet to find anybody who says that kiddush on something is deraisa. B'chari, that's a very difficult position to defend. If you hold like the Rambam, the kiddush b'dvarim is deraisa, you don't need anything, so that I understand. The Torah doesn't say, doesn't think about why, doesn't think about anything. If you hold the other extreme, like Zachriah Layayim, like Tosfos writes in Sochem, because sometimes the pasuk speaks about the word zechira in the context of yayin. Tosfos quotes pesukim from Shir HaShirim, Naskira the dechem yayin. They quote pesukim from Treyas, Zichur Kiyein Halavanon. They quote pesukim which speak about yayin and zechira rolled into one. So if you want to tell me such a sheet that you want to try to sell me this idea that Kiddush Deraisa requires yayin, okay, I can be makabel that. But to tell me that Kiddush Deraisa requires either yayin or lechem, that's a very, very strange thing. Where does it say that in the Chumash? Where does it say that in Tanakh? That is Zechira and Lecha. Where did Chalaf enter into the equation? Midaraisa. So the Ran is a tremendous Chiddush, both Bitchilas Devarim and Besof Devarim. Bitchilas Devarim, the fact that the Ran holds that Kiddush Bitvarim is not sufficient Deraisa, which prompted his question in the first place, is Mechudish Tepeshita. And the Ran's Maskana that although Devarim is not sufficient Midaraisa, you don't need Yayin Midaraisa, you need somewhere in the middle. Either Kiddush on Yayin or Alechem, something's Deraisa. So the whole Ram Mitchilah itself is somewhat Mechudish Dek. The Pasuk of the Gemara is very simple. The reason why the Gemara is raising the question, and the Gemara in fact concludes that Nechanaka beats out Kiddush, is because Kiddush is Taka Midarabonah. Because Kiddush you were Yaitse Midaraisa, not with Lechem like the Ran, but you were Yaitse Kiddush Midaraisa with words alone. According to the Rambam wouldn't have been bothered with the Kash in the first place. The Rambam says Kiddush is taka derabanan because Kiddush aliyayim is derabanan and Kiddush bedvarim doesn't cost any money. So no matter how you slice it, the maskanas of dvarim is that the Gemara tells us that the Chanukah comes first, and the reason being mishum persumei nisa. This shaila that the Gemara raises in Shabbos Chof Gimel Mebeis, when you have a conflict between Kiddush versus Neres Chanukah, so the two studies that the Gemara presented were that Ner Chanukah on the one hand has the Maila of Pesumei Nisa, but Kiddush had the Maila of Tadir. So the Gemara is really lining up for us a basic question, which of the two takes precedence? And you have these two klolim. These are two, both klolim that are important in Halacha. Pesumei Nisa is an important principle in Halacha, and Tadir is an important principle in Halacha. So which is more important? Which is more significant? So when the Gemara finally concludes that Ner Chanukah Adir, so the Gemara is telling us that Pesumei Nisa overrides Tadir. So Lechora, that idea that Pesumei Nisa overrides Tadir, that's something that we can now extract from the case of the Gemara itself and perhaps apply to other scenarios as well. This is a global shal. You can have the shal in other areas of Halacha where you have conflict in terms of Kedima and Mitzvot. Now the Gemara is telling us, in fact, Pesumei Nisa is more important, so we have to see how does that play out in other applications as well. So in the fourth of the Rav HaKamas Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, so Tosfos raises the following shaila. The Hadar Pashto, when the Gemara concludes, Nechanukah Adif Mishum Pesumei Nisa, so Tosfos says, V'nira L'Rashba, it would appear to the Rashba. Now this Rashba is not the famous Rashba. The Rashba who if, well, they're both famous Rashbas. One was a Bali of Tosfos, that's the one Tosfos is quoting, that was a Rebbeinu Shimshon, and the Rashba we're more familiar with, the Chuvus Rashba, the Chedusha Rashba and Shas, was a Rebbeinu Shlomo Ben Aderes. And one was a Rebbeinu Shimshon Ben Avrom, and one was a Rebbeinu Shlomo Ben Aderes. The two of them probably never saw each other, they lived in different places, different times, they just happened to have the same Rosh HaTevis for their names. So every once in a while you see in a Sefer, Kasha, the Rashba says this way, and then the Rashba somewhere else says something different. So if it's the same Rashba, that's a good question. If it's not the same Rashba, that's a very, very bad question. So every once in a while you had people who missed that, who didn't understand that, that when Tosfos was quoting the Rashba, they weren't quoting the famous Rashba. So here, they're quoting the Rabbeinu Shimshon, who says as follows, the new Rashba, Kishachal Rosh Chodesh Teves Lios B'Shabbos, when you have Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the famous time when you have three Sefer Torah for the Parsha, and you have for Rosh Chodesh, and you have for Chanukah, and now you have a problem, you have a conflict in terms of which Haftarah to lay. So usually we have a rule, whenever you have like some special event, that so that supersedes the regular Haftarah of the regular week. So you have a Shabbos of Chodesh, so you lay in the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, you have a Shabbos of Chanukah, so you lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah, this year we get the special schools of having two Shabbos Chanukahs. So what do you do when you have a special event, where you have two special events, you have Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Shechalios, B'Shabbos, so now you have the Mila of Chanukah, so you want to chop right in the Haftarah of Chanukah, on the other hand it's also Rosh Chodesh, so you want to chop right in the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. So which one takes precedence over the other? So the Rashba says, Kishechal, Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Lios, B'Shabbos, Sheesh, Lahafti b'neiros de Zecharia mishum pesumei nisa v'lo b'ashemayim kisi shi'af toras Rosh Chodesh. So says the Tosfos that l'chora this is the same shaila that the Gemara raises, because here on the one hand we want to lay the Haftarah of the neiros de Zecharia, because that would be a pesumei nisa. Neiros de Zecharia is the Haftarah for Chanukah, so that would be a Sumei Nisa aspect. But on the other hand, to counteract that, is you have the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, so maybe we should say Tadir, Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So what comes first? The Torah says, as a whole, this is the Shail and the Gemara and Shabbos Kav Gimel. When you have a conflict between Sumei Nisa on the one hand and Tadir on the other hand, which is more important? So just as if a guy has only $5 and he can't buy Chanukah candles and wine, so the Gemara says you have to opt for the Chanukah candles and forgo the wine, because Pesumah Nisa is more important. So too, the Rashba says that when you have a conflict as to which Haftarah, you can only lay one, you're not going to lay both Haftarahs, so you're only going to lay one Haftarah, so which one takes precedence? So the answer is the Pesumah Nisa Haftarah is more important than the Tadir Haftarah. This is what the Rashba's suggestion was, based on the Gemara and Shabbos Chav Gimel. And then comes the Rashba of the second Mahalach Biyod. Kevin Shamaf to Kerbe Shal Chanukah, Yeshala Haftir Me'inin Shekara. Then the Rashba says a totally different Svara, which is more of a Kriyas Haftarah and a Haftarah Svara. The Haftarah always follows what the last reading was. That's the whole Haftarah is supposed to be. So when you have Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, so the last of the Kriyas was going to be Chanukah. So the male Haftarah is going to follow that as well. But now the Rashba turns around and asks the following question. Wait a second, according to what we just said, that Pesumei Nisa is more important than Tadir, so how come when it comes to the Kriyas HaTorah itself, we don't flip the order? So we know when you have Shabbos, Shchodesh, Chanukah, so the same Advarim is, you read the regular Parsha first, you only talk about only six Aliyahs in the regular Parsha, then you lay Nishvi for Rosh Chodesh, and then you lay Mafter for Chanukah. So tells us, wait a second, according to what we just said in the Gemara, that Pesumei Nisa is more important than Tadir, and Tosfos extrapolated from that Gemara to the Hilchos Haftorah that we dafka choose the Haftorah of Pesumei Nisa. So how come when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah we don't switch things also? So we should lay in the six Aliyahs in the regular Parsha, and then we should lay in Chanukah first, because Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa, and then and only then should we lay in for Rosh Chodesh. And the emphasis is this question that Tosfos is presenting, although Tosfos is presenting it when you have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah all rolled into one, it's really the exact same question about tomorrow's laying also. When you have, even on a regular Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, not on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, so you have two Svarim. So I gave my kids a riddle today. So I asked them, what special is special about the next 2 days? So you know, what's the special thing you do in davening? Something that's unheard of, you would never think of doing any other time. So one of them said, you say a full howl in Rosh Chodesh. That's good. Okay, that's a good answer. I said, the answer that I was looking for is that, so you have to, because they don't come to shul, so they wouldn't understand this. They're still young. It's the only time when it's a Yom Chol, when it's not a Yontif, not even a Chol HaMoed, and you take out two Sefer Torah, right? If I'm not mistaken, right? I think there's no other time when you take out two Sefer Torah on a regular, on a day that you're going to work. Chol HaMoed, whatever. A regular normal work day, so it's unheard of to take out two Sefer Torah. So come Tosfos L'Charon should ask the same question about tomorrow. So we know tomorrow when we lay Rosh Chodesh first, and then we lay Chanukah afterwards. L'Charon should flip it around. L'Charon should lay Chanukah first, because Pesumei Nisa is more important than Tadir. So Tosfos was just chepering on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Shabbos, because he was talking about Haftorahs, and Haftorahs, when Rosh Chodesh is not on Shabbos. But L'Charon, the same question could be asked about the Kriyas HaTorah for tomorrow and for Friday. So how come it is? But on the one hand, we're saying that Pesumei Nisa is more important than Tadir, so how come the Seder Kriyas HaTorah doesn't reflect that?
This is because it's not a precedent.
Oh, very good. That's what I was going to say. Very good. So Tosfos says, "Umashim likros mishum Torah came in the matzil and neva travayu tadir uper sumenisa avdin and travayu for tadir kodem." Says Tosfos to yourself is like this. There's a difference between when you're going to have the opportunity to do both. You're not choosing one over the other. It's just a question of Seder HaDvarim. So if it's a question of Seder HaDvarim, so then Tadir Sheino Tadir is a klal hukha Seder HaDvarim. So you have to do that first. You can do the Pesumah anyway. You're going to lay in Chanukah. You're not going to lay in the Aliyah from the Nesim. You're going to lay in 5 minutes later. So it says, Tosfos, you're going to lay in 5 minutes later anyway. You're going to hop around the Pesumah Nisa 5 minutes from now. So do the Tadir first. So you get your mamash, have your cake and eat it. You have your Tadir, and you have your Pesumah Nisa and everything. Masha'in came when it comes to the Haftorah, so then there's you're not going to do both of them. You have to choose. You're stuck in a corner. The halacha is the chum will never convey. You have to lay in 2 Haftorahs, a chatech and a tzibur. So you're only going to lay in 1 Haftorah. So you have to choose which one are you going to pick. So that's what Tosfos says. That's what the Gemara tells us. That's like the guy who only has $5. So he doesn't have enough money to buy Neros Chanukah and to buy Kiddush wine. It's one or the other. So just as the Gemara says that you buy the Neros Chanukah because Pesumah Nisa is more important than Tadir. So too, when it comes to Daf Torah, you have to choose. You know, push comes to shove, you have to pick Pesu and Nisa over Tadis. That's Pesu's Yisai. So Pesu is explaining to us this discrepancy in our Kriyas HaTorah and our Daf Torah. How come in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, we lay in Rosh Chodesh first, and how come when it comes to the Daf Torah, so we forget Rosh Chodesh and we only have the Chanukah? Because when it comes to laying, you can do both. When it comes to Daf Torah, it's just going to be one or the other. So then Tosis continues. Says another interesting svara. The bekriyas haTorah ain kol kach presume nisa she ainu maski baneiros kimo b'haf Torah. So it's an interesting idea. Says that this idea that there's presume nisa in kriyas haTorah, there's presume nisa in haf Torah, and Tosis throwing this all into the equation. What comes first? Tadeh presume nisa. Tosis, wait a second. Is there really presume nisa? So if you think we did in the Gemara only speaks about Pesume Nisa and Chanukah, like I mean two things. It speaks about Pesume Nisa vis-a-vis Neiros Chanukah, obviously, and it speaks about Pesume Nisa vis-a-vis Hallel. The Gemara says the Farish in the first Berg of Brachas, the second Berg of Brachas, that the din of Kriyas HaHallel and Chanukah is also a kiyum of Pesume Nisa. This is the problem. We spoke about this, I think, in the Sunday morning, if I'm not mistaken. This is the question that all the Achronim are bothered with. How come women have to light Neiros Chanukah and they don't have to say Hallel to Pella because of Hallel's Mishnah Pesume Nisa and Halakha's Neiros? How come women are obligated in one and not the other? So that's not a good question. But the Gemara's favor is that there's a kiyum of Pesume Nisa when it comes to Hallel. So we find Pesume Nisa vis-a-vis Hallel. We find Pesume Nisa vis-a-vis Neiros Chanukah. And the Gemara has it a little bit legabe al Hanisim. Also, the Gemara speaks about Pesume Nisa, that I can't believe Yosef. So it comes to us and says, Chora Kriyas HaTorah also has Pesume Nisa. We're telling over about Inyan HaDiyayim, that's also Pesume Nisa. Reading the Haftarah, that's also a Kiyamah Pesume Nisa. So Tosfos stops and says, no, not so poshut. One can distinguish between Kriyas HaTorah versus Kriyas HaHaftarah. Kriyas HaHaftarah, so what's the Haftarah for Shabbos Chanukah? So is the Neiros HaZachariah? It speaks about the menorah. Wow, you read about the menorah, Gavalt, you remember the Nais of the menorah. Mashiach came, you read about the Nesiim, the Parshas HaNesiim, what does that have to do with the Nais? The reason why we read the Parshas HaNesiim is because it happened, besides the Nais and the Pach HaShemen, they happened to have also been the Zman of Chanukah HaMikdash, it was the Chanukah HaMizbech, when they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash in the days of Chanukah. So therefore, to commemorate that, so we read the Parshas HaNesiim. But that doesn't really speak about a Nais, it doesn't conjure up any image of a Nais. So Tosfos has an interesting svar, Tosfos is mistopic about this Nekuda. When you read the Haftarah of the Neiros HaZachariah, so that's a kiyum of Pesume Nisa. Then you go with the clone of Pesume Nisa. When you read Kriyas HaTorah, so Tosfos is not so sure. So Tosfos is stopped about that in the Kudas. Kriyas HaTorah on Chanukah, a kiyum of Pesume Nisa or not. So the first day in Tosfos, Tosfos thought that yes, that's why Tosfos was stuck. If it really is a kiyum of Pesume Nisa on Kriyas HaTorah on Chanukah, so Taka, why don't you learn Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh? And Tosfos had to wiggle their way out of it and say, no, that the klal of Pesume Nisa being Derech HaTorah is only when it's one or the other, not when it's both. But the second day in Tosfos says no. But the Eidei Shleim and Tosfos is suggesting that maybe there's no kiyum of Pesume Nisa, the klal of Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah Chanukah is like Kriyas HaTorah of any other day. It's Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov, it's Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah of Sheni V'Chamishi. There's nothing to do with Pesume Nisa kiyus, eh? Because the top in the Kriyas HaTorah has nothing to do with the menorah. So the other is, if Lulei Divrei HaTosfos, I would have suggested a third possibility. I would have said that maybe just as Tosfos says that there's no real Pesume Nisa in Kriyas HaTorah on Chanukah, maybe there's no Pesume Nisa in the Haftorah either. That the Haftorah of Chanukah is Pesume Nisa. The story that you read is about the Navi Zechariah. It was talking about the union by Shein. It has nothing to do with Chanukah. It means remnants to Chanukah, but that wasn't the story. The story, Pshuta Shemik, has nothing to do with the Neis of Chanukah B'chlal. So maybe just because the word menorah is mentioned in there. So that's called Pesume Nisa. So if not for Tosfos, I would have said not like for Tosfos first, that's not like Tosfos second derech. I would have said if there's no Pesume Nisa B'chlal, that's not even in the ballpark. You don't even discuss Pesume Nisa when you're talking about the Kriyas HaTorah or the Kriyas HaTorah. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos assumes the Devar Pashut that there is a Pesume Nisa in the Kriyas HaTorah because it has the magic word menorah in it. Whereas the Kriyas HaTorah, so Tosfos is mistopic back and forth. They're not really sure. So I was just thinking that maybe it would come out interesting that what about this upcoming Shabbos, and you have a second Shabbos Chanukah. So is the second Shabbos Chanukah, maybe you can argue that there's a different kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah on the second Shabbos Chanukah than the first Shabbos Chanukah. According to this day in Tosfos, the second day in Tosfos, that the first Shabbos Chanukah, so there's no kiyum of Pesume Nisa kiyus and the Kriyas HaTorah. It's like any other day Chanukah just mentions the Nesiim and end the discussion. But the last day, when Zeis Chanukah, so you do mention the Menorah. So the truth is not everybody mentions them. There are different menhagim about where to stop at the end of Kriyas HaTorah for Zeis Chanukah. So most of us are familiar that you finished till the end of Parshas Nos, and then you read the first three psukim in Parshas Nalocha. So for my whole life, I assumed that's what everybody does, until I became the rabbi in Paramus a couple of years ago. So when I came to the first Chanukah, so the Bakari gets, it was the last day, not Nachman Shabbos, whatever the first Chanukah is, so they get to Vayishma Sekol, Midaber Elav, Vayidaber Elav. So I thought I was missing something. So I was about to motion him to go further, but then I got smart. I realized that Bakari was making a mistake. So what happened to Parshas Balosa? They told me, the minute is that only Parshas Balosa was Eis Chanukah, that's it. It ends by the very law. It was such a letdown. I said, you know, here, you know, you go through the whole Nisiyam, and you have to hug cut, you have to pay attention for day 8, and day 9, and day 10, and day 11, and the whole thing you get in there is to get to that last Balosa, so there's such a geschmack and everything. And then it gets lost, and got lost in the shuffle, so that's what happens. So I think that maybe there would be enough Kamin Ladina between the minig that the Yekkes have of not laying Baalos for Zeus Chanukah, and the minig that everybody else has. This, according to this tells us, according to the regular minig that most people lane into Baalos, so that would be a Kiyama Pursum. And you mentioned the menorah. The same way that you mentioned the menorah of Zechariah, which had nothing to do with the menorah of the Cheshbonoim. And for Ket, the menorah of Pashas Baalos is more shayach to the menorah of the Cheshbonoim. Because the Medrash says that when Aaron HaKohen had Chlish Nadas, that he didn't bring any chelik in the Chanukas HaMishkan, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him that your chelik is greater than their chelik. So the Ramban explains in the beginning of Parshas Balos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being miramis to him to the nature of the Cheshbonoim, that whereas the Chanukas HaMishkan is going to be a one-time thing, it's going to be over. The Mishkan will be destroyed, the Mikdash will be destroyed and finished, but the Halakas HaNeiros will remain with Christ all for Deir Deiros through the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. So when you read Balos HaNeiros, so you're already having a Psar Rebbez, it's very of Prisumei Nisa. So I thought that according to our minig of Leining Baloscha, so there's a double keep of Kriya Satora on the last day of Chanukah, not just on Shabbos Chanukah, but any day of Chanukah. It's Kriya Satora like any other Me'ena Ma'ira, like any other day of the Elaine, like Rosh Chodesh, like Yom Tif, whatever the case may be. That Moshe Tikalem B'Yisrael, that you should lay the Inyana Diyama. But on Chanukah, on the last day of Chanukah, there's an additional dimension, there's an additional keyum of Prisumei Nisa, since you have the magic word Menorah that's written in according to this day in Tosfos. There was not going to be much of an afkamin ladina because the 8th day of Chanukah can't fall out of Rosh Chodesh. So it's going to be, unless you pull a real good stunt with the calendar to forget how to pull that one. So it's not going to make much of a difference. But at least in terms of lumdas, it'll be a different type of Kriya Satera on the second Chanukah than the first Chanukah. Yeah, the Gemara has that. The Gemara says, but there it's different. The Dilemai should do talk about the next. Whereas here, the Kriya Satera or what after is really not much to do with it.
Because
the other in different places. Right. The other is not a question of Kadima. The other two totally different places in the Shemoneh Esrei. So even the Gemara raises all these questions in terms of what comes first. Is it the Ner Chanukah or is it Kiddush? And finally the Gemara is appreciate that it's Ner Chanukah. But one thing that was absolutely clear in Medina the Gemara was that Ner Shabbos for sure precedes everything. It's more important than Ner Chanukah and more important than Kiddush Hayom. So the Magen Avraham in the 5th Nimar Mekamas in Arachayim and Simon Tafresh Ayim Chesiv Katan Beis, the Magen Avraham throws a curveball into this halacha. This part which was puzzled, the Gemara says, nobody questioned that Ner Shabbos is first. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, well, let's question a little bit, maybe Bizman Hazeh. So says the Magen Avraham and Simon Katan Beis, Shalom Bayis, Shalom Beis HaShemitztarim Leisha B'choshech. These people are going to be upset. There's going to be a lack of Shalom Bayis if it's dark. So the Efshah says the Magen Avraham, the Bizman Hazeh Shemadlikim B'finim, Yikne Ner Chanukah. So says the Magen Avraham, wait a second, this is an age-old question. The Gemara presents it like it's either or. Either it's going to be Ner Chanukah or it's going to be Ner Shabbos. And the application of the Gemara's Rashi says, if you buy the money for Ner Chanukah, you're going to sit in the darkness of your house. What do you mean you're going to sit in the dark? You're going to have a menorah there. So the Ner Chanukah is going to light. So what do you mean you're going to see Yashem B'choshech? So obviously Rashi must have meant Bizmana Gemara. Bizmana Gemara, the Loch is Madlik Ala Pesach Beisami Bachutz. The law is that you have to light the Neres Chanukah outdoors to maximize the Pursumei Nisa. So in the old days, when you're lighting the Neres Chanukah outdoors, so I understand, then the Gemara is really, really stuck. It's either or. Either you have money for one candle, so either put the candle indoors and get the mitzvah of Neres Shabbos, and presumably by putting it inside, you won't be yet to Neres Chanukah, because you have to put the Neres Chanukah outside, But the other option is take the $5, buy yourself a candle, and put it outside for Neres Chanukah. It's going to be pitch black inside your house. So that's what the Gemara was stumbling, which comes first. The Gemara says, never, what can you do? Forget Neres Chanukah. You have to go for Neres Shabbos, Rishon LeShalom Bayis. But says the Mother of Ram, the Zman Hazeh, we're not lighting our Chanukah candles outdoors anyway. Why? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, of Chafal from Beis, that B'Shasa Sakana, Manicha Shulchan Avidayo, that if a person lives in a time when it's dangerous, and different interpretations of what is dangerous, mean. The Rashi explains that the Goyim would come in Mamish if it was against the law to light candles on certain nights of the year, or even if it doesn't have to be Mamish against the law, but someone's going to come and take their menorah away, vandals are going to come, or someone's going to call the fire department on you, whatever the case may be, someone's going to start up with the mitzvah. It's not going to go so poshut to leave the candles outside, so the poskim assume that's also called Shasa Sakona. So the Gemara says, V'Shasa Sakona Menicha Shulchan Avidayah. So Tosfos writes in Shabbos that the minig already in the days of Ali of Tosfos, they lived in Golos, they lived amongst the Goyim, so they assumed that everything was like Shasa Sakana, that it wasn't feasible for the Jews to light candles outside anymore, so therefore everyone used to light indoors. And that's what most people follow, this practice out of Yom HaZeh, that they light indoors, at least in Chutz La'aretz, so most people still light indoors. So comes the Magen Avraham and says that this man is that when anyway you're lighting indoors, so what's the big deal? So Yitna Ner Chanukah V'Yafa B'Chayim L'Yeshu B'Chayshech, says the Magen Avraham, you can mamish have your cake and eat it, you can have your candle and have it accomplish two things. So buy money for Neres Chanukah, make a Shekhar Shalom Adik Neshel Chanukah, and what are you worried about? The dark? It's not going to be dark, the candle's going to be sitting on your table. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, it turns out that the Kahalalach changes Bizman HaZeh. The Bizman HaGemara, when it was either or, so then Nebuchadnezzar was stuck, so you had to opt for Ner Shabbos and forego Neres Chanukah. Bizman HaZeh is Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. So says the Magen Avraham, wait a second, it's not so posh, Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. V'Yafa Bisha also Lechol La'ora. He says, what do you mean you're going to light the Ner Chanukah indoors? And then what are you going to do? Then you're going to close your eyes when you sit in the house. You're not going to be Nerah from the light. Of course you're going to be Nerah from the light. So don't we just got finished? We just got finished saying in Aneres Halalu, Kray Deshem Ve'elon Reshuf Lishtamish Behem. So says the Magen Avraham, Mikom Makom Kevin the EF Shabidinachia Havik Shasa Sakano, the Manich Lal Shuchano. So says the Magen Avraham, what are you going to do? It means, obviously, the Chavim were Mesakin, that if there's a lace brayer, it means you're not allowed to look at Chila, go ahead and be Nana from the Neres Chanukah. But if the house is dark, and you have to light Neres Chanukah, and you live in a Shasa Sakana, let's say in the Bismarck Gemara, that you didn't light outdoors if it was a Sakana. So the guy's forced to light indoors, and he doesn't have another candle for Shabbos, he doesn't have any other light. This is the light that's going to be on the house. So you're going to tell me that he has to sit for a half hour with his eyes closed? He says, Lo Shemana Dov Zemiyolam. Came into EF Shabininach, Havik Shas, the Kazam, Minicha Shachar, Afa Bishop, Mishtamish, Break, Meshkas, Veran. So, who had in the Chol? Misha Elo, Elaner Echot. So he says, in Achinami, the same way that a guy only has one candle on a weekday, so he puts it indoors, and it'll be Nanas, and the world won't come to an end. So too on Friday night, that the guy will be Nanas, the candle. So what can you do about a lace brayer? So in effect, what the Magen Avraham just did is he just flipped the entire Gemara around. That means we thought that the hierarchy, this was Chayk Mayava. We're having spakers in the Gemara about whether Kiddush or Ner Chanukah, what comes first. But the one thing that's absolutely certain is Ner Beisel. That for sure precedes everything else. Because the Shalom Bayah says the Magen Avraham, that was all fine and dandy in the olden days when you had, when it was an either or type of a situation. Like Tosfos before, but after, but it's Efshel Kayim Shneim. You can make some Chamara in both. You buy the $5 for Neres Chanukah, and you put the Neres Chanukah indoors, and you'll be Yotzei both. You'll be Yotzei Neres Shabbos as well as Neres Chanukah. So it comes out according to the Magen Avraham. So now, how do you go back to the hierarchy? So originally, the hierarchy of this Mishnah Gemara was that Neres Shabbos was first, then Ner Chanukah was second, and then Kiddush Hayom came in third. So Bizman HaZeh, according to the Magen Avraham, the hierarchy is different. Bizman HaZeh, it's Ner Chanukah first, and then L'Cher Ner Shabbos, and then Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom still loses out to everything based on what we said before, but that flip between what comes first, whether it's Ner Shabbos or whether it's Ner Chanukah, so Bizman HaGemar was one way, and that Bizman HaZeh is L'Cher going to be something else. So upon him, this basic sugi that appears in the Gemara, which was primarily a Chanukah sugya, but a lot of it spills over to some of the other things we spoke about. It impacts upon the machlokes that we've shown him about how to be yotzei kiddush deraisa, whether bidvarim, bepas, biayin, the machlokes deran, the Rambam, the first half of the sugya. Then it impacts upon Tosfos' whole discussion about how does pesachim nisa and todr play out in terms of other applications, other celebrations, particularly in the realm of Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh and Kriyas HaTorah and Haftarah, what's called pesachim nisa, not called pesachim nisa. And then the third nekuda that comes out of the sugya is that even though the Gemara presents it quite clear that Ner Shabbos always wins, Mugravram is the fact that everything may change Bizman Hazah if you assume that that the lighting is going to be fundamentally different than it was Bizman HaGemar.
Would you make a bracha on
the Bango? You turn around and make Lahadik Nesh Shachanak and then turn around and say Lahadik Nesh Shabbos.
The other way
around, I don't know. Lahadik Nesh Shal Shabbos or Shachanak, I don't know. I don't know, I'm not sure. I think it sounds like the Magen Avraham that you just light it as the Torah's Nechanak, and then it's there, so never can use it, so it's not Yeshua B'Cheshach.